Hey guys, welcome back to the channel, to the show, wherever you're tuning in from. I appreciate you and thanks for all of the love and the comments and the shares. One of the things I was talking to our Agogi mentorship yesterday was this thing that happens with the holidays of people kind of getting depressed and just getting frustrated. And they get outside of the routine because of everything going on and you got family and maybe you're traveling, et cetera. And it just kind of, or maybe you don't have a family and you're just alone and, you know, all the Hallmark videos start to pop up and all the pictures and everything that's going on. You're just like, well, fuck me, man. My life sucks. So what typically people do is they just double down on the thing that's causing the problem. So if, for instance, if you're isolated, they just become more isolated. If you're isolated, they become more isolated and they add in a six pack to a 36 pack of beer or a handle of booze or, you know, whatever your choice of drug is. They just double down on the thing that then compounds the problem. And so what I would like you to do is to change the game. If the play that you're running that's causing the issue is there and like causing the issue, completely change it. Something that we learned in special operations in my time in is when there's an issue, when there's a stressful stressful situation, we would insulate an individual, not isolate the individual. And that's what you need to do is you need to insulate yourself with other like-minded people. And it doesn't necessarily have to be family. And we talked about this in the Agogi is why are you not? And I like this thing that we do with my wife does for Thanksgiving is we have a Friendsgiving. So all of our employees, if there's people here that don't have families, we just have a big Friendsgiving and we, you know, cater the whole thing and we get everybody together and we just have a good Thanksgiving. And that's what you could do. Instead of isolating and just, you know, sitting on the couch feeling sorry for yourself and playing your little mini violin, change something in your life. And I challenge you also to stick to that routine. Just because you might have a few down days, you might be off work, et cetera, it doesn't mean that you should just sit on the couch, turn on the freaking boob tube, you know, order freaking Uber Eats and then stuff your face with cheesy, you know, burritos and cornflakes or Cheetos or whatever the hell that people are eating these days. And then wash it all down with a bunch of booze or, you know, full sugar soda. Yeah, like that's not going to help the situation. It's only going to make you feel more like shit. So what you should do is go find people in your tribe. Go find people that are like-minded to go spend time with. Go to the gym. Go find something to do. There's plenty of events that are happening in the area. And I know that it can be uncomfortable to do that. But isn't growth uncomfortable? Isn't, you know, doing the thing that's very, very difficult, the thing that is going to make you happy? And if you really think about all the things that you're really proud in your life, and we've talked about this at nausea, but all the things that you're proud of in your life are some of the most difficult things you've achieved. Whether it's, you know, a kid, it's a business, it's something you accomplished in your life, running a marathon, it doesn't really, you know, a Spartan race, it doesn't matter what it is, but there's things that you're, if you audit your life and go, what are the things that I'm most proud about? They're not things that came to you very easily. You had to work for them. You had to train for them. You had to prepare for them. You had to apply yourself for them. And you achieved them, and then that's why you're so proud of them. So that goes in the same vein as everything else. So if you're not comfortable meeting new people, going out, doing things, you know, going to new events outside of your living room, because you're not meant to just, as human beings, we were never meant to just hide in a freaking, you know, cave. We slept in a cave and then we lived outside. But because we have, you know, everything at our fingertips, we can order, you know, food, you know, and everything, every other vice that we want straight from our phone and never leave the house, it creates an issue. We were never meant to live that way. Just modern convenience and society has changed to where we have every little creature comfort at our fingertips. You were meant to go outside, get sun, be in the weather, get that vitamin D, you know, experience some things, not hide in your fucking house. So If you don't want to be depressed, you don't want to be miserable, then you have to change something, which means get outside, go have some fun, go hang out with some friends, go invite yourself somewhere, and then just make yourself a challenge, completely pivot. I've got clients telling me after that call yesterday, they're like, you know what? I'm mentally pivoting and I'm doing exactly that. I'm just going to put myself out there. We're going to go out. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to get people together. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people, if you're in that situation, there's a lot of people that are in the same similar situation looking for what I'm telling you. And if you do have a family, stick to your routine. You know, don't just go apeshit on everything. Get up early, continue to train. Stick to that routine and you will exponentially feel better and just have a better time off and a better holiday in general. So there's my advice for the holiday season. Insulate, don't isolate. And other than that, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope you guys are enjoying everything. Peace out.